Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
As we begin October, and you know every October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so today my top of the hour and my bottom of the hour stories are going to be about breast cancer, obviously, and you're going to get inundated with stuff. You really are this month. You're going to see pink ribbons everywhere and women wearing pink and various walks and runs and things going on, but it really is something that touches most families. I learned that when I was doing the Avon walk, the 40-mile walk, 45-mile walk. It was absolutely one of the most difficult things I've ever done. It was a touching experience. It was difficult and emotional, but you realize that one in three women will be touched by breast cancer in their lifetimes. It's kind of an incredible number. So today we're going to just talk a little bit at the top of the hour about ways that you can possibly reduce your risk. You know that the trio of obesity, lack of exercise, and a high-calorie diet are linked to the higher risk of developing not just breast cancer, but really any other cancers. So let's start with physical activity. We're going to go through some ways here that you can reduce your risk by using physical activity. That will actually help keep your obesity levels down. It will help get blood flow, and it has been shown that by being physically active and maintaining a good body weight, it can lower the risk for breast cancer. So the first thing, take a walk. Just get out, take a walk. I was on my treadmill. It's really a very, very easy way to reduce your risk. Another one is to have a child before the age of 30. Women, there is data out there that women who carry a child before the age of 30 have a lower risk of breast cancer than women who do not have a child before the age of 30. Now, I had my children at 36 and 38, so I was kind of, late to the game there, but I was waiting, and I would encourage you to do it if you are 30 years old, because it's a great age to have kids, and it can reduce your risk of breast cancer. They also say breastfeeding can reduce your risk. It's been linked in some studies to a lower risk of developing. Now, there's also menopausal hormone therapy, hormone replacement therapy. We talk a lot about it on various of our shows. And so you know about bioidentical hormones. You've learned about perimenopause and postmenopausal hormone therapies. Well, some of the studies have said that use of estrogen plus progestin after menopause, known as that combined hormone therapy, can increase your risk of developing breast cancer. It's something that if you are concerned about, discuss it with your doctor, because there are risks and benefits. Yes, there has been shown to be a link to the risk of breast cancer, but also it could help you with bones. It could help you with bone strength. And it could also help you with hot flashes and things. Me personally, I'm not doing hormone therapy and I'm in perimenopause right now. So it's something definitely to discuss with your doctor. And then the last one I'd like to talk about is knowing your own body. That's what's so important. Whether or not you get your mammograms, and that's what we're going to discuss at the bottom of the hour, it's up to you really to discuss with your doctor, but knowing your own body is up to no one but you. Give yourself self-exams once a month after your period. Do this. Get to know your body. We all have lumps and bumps. If you have dense breasts, it's even a little more difficult. But get to know your own body, because that's how you might find something. A good friend of mine found a lump before her mammogram, or her doctor did. And as a result, she's still alive to tell about it today. You have to absolutely give yourself self-exams, learn how to do it, get to know your own body and all those various things that go on in our bodies. That's the best way, being your own best health advocate. This is Melanie Cole. We have a great show coming up for you, so stay tuned.